Many residents of Juba say they are ready to vote for change if elections are held in December. Nyarso Patrick, who is a member of the United South Sudan Party, says his party is ready for elections.
It's not clear from the election commission some of the tasks that their institution are facing, the challenges, and what are their progress as an institution that is responsible for election, and how can they even be assisted. Our party is ready for the election. We are just looking forward for clarification from the election commission on what is it that they have not done and what is it that they are planning to do.
Min Gabriel Chol, a member of President Salva Kiir's SPLM, says elections will end the suffering of South Sudanese.
We need elections because our people that are really suffering in the country and even in the diaspora, in the refugees camp. And one day the election will bring instability. It will bring instability for the people. Our people should come back home and then they settle for their lives and then we move on. We need a democracy, not to end in the books. We need a democracy, a real democracy, the practical democracy, not just a theory democracy where people are just talking.
Gabriel Kwot Akok, the chairperson for People's Progressive Party, says the government should prepare the ground for the elections.
They are not actually serious about it. If they were serious, they would have implemented the provision of the agreement fully. Now, they are just trying to buy attention of the public that there is election. But in actual sense, it is all about wasting time. But at the end of the day, there will be no election. Otherwise, citizens are optimistic to witness the first ever election in South Sudan.
Nyarsuk adds that some provisions in the agreement are important to be considered to have all South Sudanese aboard.
There's a very important institution that is supposed to be functional by now, the Healing and Reconciliation Commission. It is a very important institution that helps South Sudanese to reconcile among themselves. It is supposed to be tackling things to do with reintegration of refugees and resettlement of refugees so that they will look into how do we bring the South Sudanese who are in the IDPs at the moment, who are in the refugees camp, to come back home, and they should be integrated into the refugees.
Another person who did not want to be named for fear of government reprisal says preparations for free, fair, transparent and credible elections can be challenging in a country like South Sudan.
If it is a transparent election, I'm going for it. It's supposed to happen to end this suffering, to end this all mess that's taking place in South Sudan. But if it is just an election, I don't see anything is going to change because it will be the same faces, the same mess, the same catastrophic situation that we are going through.
South Sudan is expected to hold a presidential election in December 2024. However, some foreign diplomats, South Sudanese political activists and parties have expressed concern that the timeline for election preparations is not realistic. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.